I left my recorder at home, so I am looking at the smart board notes now, and I'm going to try to remember what we talked about in class. There is a presentation on breaks from last spring as well. I taught it in a different way last spring, so you might find that interesting to look at as well. The breaks notes are on the site, as are the break examples, and I will make sure that I point to those on my site. So, we are going to talk about break processing. What break processing is let's say I have data that I've collected by department, and I want to print out totals having to do with each department. So, I would sort on department number, get all of the department's 12s together, or all the department 15s together, or whatever, and then I can print out totals, and we're going to run through and look at that as we go. The second slide shows what I was talking about. I have a lot of data that's got department 12, department 15, department 17, and I am printing that data out, so I'm printing all the department 12s first, and then I'm printing a total for department 12. And then I'm printing all of the department 15s and a total for 15s. This is called minor total processing because we are only breaking on one number, the department number. A little bit later in this, we will talk about breaking on departments and then branches and then divisions, where we have multiple levels of breaks, and we'll get to that as we go along. The third slide shows the data as it appears on a text file that I created. And notice that the text file has the department number in quotes, which makes it a string. And then it has an amount in quotes, which also makes it a string. Each line or each record is on a different line. And this is stored in the bin directory of your Visual Basic. Okay, you can store it elsewhere, but if you store it elsewhere, then you need to have a link. Address. So now I have the output that the program could produce, and it is showing Department 12, 500, Department 12, 100, Department 12, 50, and then Department total, 650. So it's doing, as I said, and summing the total for the departments. In slide 4, I'm starting to look at the logic. Okay, and this is the logic that I will go through for each record. So first, I check that I've got a record, that it's not end of file. And if it's not end of file, then I input, and that means that I could have user input or I could be reading that file that we just talked about on the last slide. So I'm reading in department number and amount. Then I want to check, and this whole department is an interesting thing. I will want to keep processing Department 12 as long as there are records for Department 12. Remember, I've sorted by department number. When the first record for Department 15 shows up, that's when I want to print the total for Department 12. So what the hold area does is it holds the number of the department that I am currently processing. So I'm going to want to put a 12 in there since the first record is 12 and I'm processing department 12. But before I do that, I need to ask some questions because there are two reasons why the hold department is not equal to the department number on the record. One is that there has been a break, that I've now moved up and the record has department 15 on it. The other reason is that I just read the first record, and the first record, I don't know what number it's going to be, so I don't have anything in the hold area. So I'm asking that question, is the hold department not equal to the department number? And if it's not equal, then I've got two reasons. Again, one reason is that there is nothing in the hold area, and the other reason is that I've changed departments, and so now it's time to print a total. So I'm asking the question here, is hold department not equal to blanks? Because if there's nothing there, it's equal to blanks. If I get a yes to it's not equal to blanks, that means I've time to write a minor total. So I write the minor total line, the Department 12 total line, as it turns out, and then I reset by setting the whole department to the new department number, the 15 that came in that didn't match with the 12. And then I set the minor total to 0 because I want to start accumulating totals for a new department. If it did come in equal to spaces, that means it's the first record. So I just set the whole department equal to the department number. Okay, now once I have done that, I go in and I set up and write the detail line and add to the minor and final accumulators. Now let's look at that again. There are three ways that I could get to this setup and write the detail line. Because I always want to process the record. I never want to skip processing a record. So, if the whole department's equal to the department number, I just drop down and process. Set up and write the department total line. I mean the total line, not the... saying it backwards twice. I set up and write the detail line, the record line. If the whole department is equal to the department number, okay? If it's not equal, then I have to find out which reason. If it's not equal because it's the first record, I set the department number into the whole department, and I set and write the detail line. If it's because there's a break, I write out the break line, reset things, but then I process the record that caused the break. I have to always process the record that caused the break. Okay? And then I start processing the next record. Notice if it was at the very top when I tested for not end of file. If it was end of file, I write the last minor line. In other words, the line for the last department. And then I write the final total line. The next one shows the processing that I go through to handle that logic. And you can see that I processed all the record 12s. And then I read a 15 that caused a break. I wrote out the total for Department 12, and then I processed the first record in Department 15. Okay. Now I'm looking at the code that processes the minor break. So we just looked at the flowchart, now we're looking at the code. First of all, I set up the global variables that I'm going to use in multiple procedures. And then I drop down to the load. And in the load, I open the file because I'm reading a file. And the file, the one means it's the first file that I've opened. It is call minor text. And I'm opening it in input mode, meaning I want to read it. Then I set the hold area equal to spaces. Make sure that it has nothing in it. Now I'm going into the processing. Okay, and I'm saying if it's not in the file, then I take in the department, I take in the amount, and I do those ifs that we had in the flowchart. If the department number and the whole department are equal, then I drop out of the if, and I process, which means I write out the line for the department 12, 500, and I add the 500 to the minor total, and I add the 500 to the final total. So I process the record. If they are not equal, then I need to check and see. And if they're equal to a space, then I just reset. I just set the whole department equal to the department number. Drop out and process the record. If there was a break, I write the minor total line, reset the hold area to the new department number, the one that is on the record that caused the break, and zero out the minor total. And then I process the record. But notice that I always process the record. The record is not being processed inside an if statement. I get there one of three ways, but I always process the record. If it is not end of file, that is. If it is end of file, then I write the total line for the last department, and I write the total line for the final total. Okay, and the next few slides are just comments on what I've just been saying. Okay, now I'm going to look at minor, intermediate, and major. Okay, and the flowchart on that is a little harder to read, so I decided to go right to the code. So here's the code, and again, I'll put the address and the code at my website. So what I've got is I've got a department, and then I've got a branch, and then I've got a division. So let's say we have the East Coast Division and the West Coast Division. And then within each division, we have branches. So I have the Massachusetts branch and the Rhode Island branch and the New York branch. And then within each branch, we have departments. So I have the sales department, and I have the employee department, and I have the payroll department, whatever. So I have the division, and the division is the major break. I have the branch, and that is the intermediate break. And I have the department, and that is the minor break. Okay, so I set up all of the total areas to accumulate the totals, including a final total area. And I set up all of the hold areas for department, branch, and division. And that's all done globally. And then I drop down and I hit the subroutine and I open the file. And I set all the hold areas to spaces. Okay, so the next thing that I'm going to do, and I am looking through a couple of things because I explained a lot and probably should have gone through a couple of slides as I did it. But anyway, we now come to processing. And I'm setting up local variables, and then I'm testing. And if it's not in the file, then I'm taking in the division number, the branch number, the department number, and the amount. And you can see the data on the previous slide where I showed the output. Then I check to see if the whole division is equal to a space. I set them all equal to spaces at the same time. I don't have to change them all. I can just check one. I don't have to check them all, rather. I can just check one. So if the work whole department is equal to a space, then I know that I have to set all my hold areas. So that's what I'm doing here. I'm setting the division into the work hold division and the work branch number into the work hold branch and the department number into the work hold department. Now I'm ready to process. So I come down here and I say, first of all, is there a break in division? Which means, is the division number on the record I just read equal to the whole division? If it's not equal, then a break happened. So if the division is not equal to the one that just came in, then I print out the department total for the department that we're just finishing with, the branch total for the branch we're just finishing with, and the division total. Then I reset the three hold areas for department, branch, and division, and reset the three total areas, minor, department, intermediate, branch, major, division. If the division was equal, That means we haven't moved from East Coast to West Coast, but it still means the branch could not be equal. So now I'm checking for a break in branch. So have I moved from Massachusetts to Rhode Island? If there is a break in branch, then I write out the total for the last department. I write out the total for the last branch. I reset those hold areas to put the department number into the hold and the branch number into the whole branch. And then I reset the totals, the minor total and the intermediate. Remember, minor is department, intermediate is branch. Then I'm going to check for a department break, because if I'm still in Massachusetts and still on the East Coast and in Massachusetts, I could still have changed departments. So I need to look for the department break. And it looks like I'm going to have to skip another slide to get to that. There it is. Okay, so I find the department, and if the department number is equal to the whole department, then I write out, not equal, that means there's been a change in department. I write out the department total line, I reset the whole department, and I reset the minor total. Okay? Now, if none of those breaks have happened, then I didn't have to write any total line. I'm still processing a record that has the same division, the same branch, and the same department. So what do I do when I process that record? I write out the line with all of the information on it, and then I take and say the work amount plus the minor total is now in the minor total, and I reset the amounts, and then I'm all done. Okay? So I added the amount to all of the totals. I write it out, and then I add the amount to all of the totals, to the minor total, the intermediate total, the major total, and the final total. Now, eventually, that first question about being end of file is going to get set, because I'm going to have a record that does not, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not going to have a record. So I will drop down to this else, write out a message box that says end of file, write out the last department, the last branch, the last division, and the final total. And my processing will be complete. Okay, I will put the addresses for this information up at the website, and I would take a look at them, and I'd also consider going back and looking at last spring. I'm done.